we've heard rumors, discussion of higher fines. When and if that might happen?
As I've indicated on several occasions, all options are open to us. As most of you know, the Democrats made public a demand letter last night indicating again to really remove issues from consideration here and move them toward a study committee. We've indicated that's not a possibility. Encourage them again to return and perform their constitutional duties, and hoping that happens tomorrow. If not, we'll just have to see what happens tomorrow.
Did that letter move things further apart?
Because we're giving them every opportunity to return. That's about the drop-dead date on getting a bill through the House and having time to consider it in the Senate. It's my hope they're here next week.
Did that letter
my hope they're here tomorrow.
Apart?
I'm sorry?
If that's about the drop-dead date, does that mean you wouldn't extend further than that?
No, if they're not back next week, we'll probably move to some different plans.
Did that letter move things further apart?
Oh, I don't know. I think probably publicizing letters may not be helpful when discussions are taking place, but it was fine.
Mr. Speaker, I'm hearing it's basically down to one issue now. Is that correct?
That's been correct for quite some time. It just, depending on the day, as to what that one issue might be.
What is it?
So
today?
It is somewhat of a fluid target, I've discovered, working with the Democrat caucus, and we're doing our very best to divine from their messages exactly where they are. That appeared to be a single issue letter. I've received missives that other issues are out there as well.
So. The letter asked for two things. It asked if you were willing to do a further cap on vouchers and whether you would put 1216 in the study. Sounds like no on the latter, but how about the last?
Question. She asked about two issues, the scholarship caps. We actually had discussed a couple of weeks ago that those caps of $7,500 and $15,000 were, we felt, appropriate caps. I think that actually that amendment's been introduced and it's been sitting there for quite some time. So really the only new single issue was 1216, apparently the new right to work. We're numbering them now. I noted that. So, like Rocky, you know, we'll be up to right to work 6 or 7 at some point. I'm quite confident.
Mr. Speaker, caucus has received quite a bit of money over the years from Tim Durham, who was indicted today. Is there any thought about giving that money back?
I don't believe we've received any contributions from Mr. Durham since for at least 4 years, a couple of election cycles. So that money was spent a number of elections ago. It would be difficult to trace. So.
What if it's proven that it was money that he stole from people?
We'll have to take a look at that. So I don't have enough information. I didn't know he was indicted.
Brian, you said right to work will not go to a study committee. Are amenable to the caps on vouchers.
I didn't say right to work was not going to go to a study committee.
I mean, not right to work. The PLA bill is not going to a study committee.
Well, what they requested in the letter last night was, again, essentially we take something off the calendar, 1216. We've said from the start that we're always amenable to amendments, but we're not going to agree to take issues off of the table. They're just not used to working with someone whose no means no and whose yes means yes, apparently. I keep getting asked the same questions by them over and over, and the answers haven't really changed.
My question is, do you think
to an amendment to put in the study committee?
No.
So my question then, though, is is what we should be looking at then some kind of middle ground on the PLA, not taking it off, but a further amendment on that bill?
You know, it's very difficult to tell where the Democrats are from day to day, in all honesty. So that's today's issue. It wasn't the issue earlier in the week. In fact, there was a point in time when Representative Bauer told me he wasn't worried about 1216. So I'm over here. I'm trying to play defense in 2 or 3 different places. But
Are you willing to make concessions to get them back?
I'm sorry?
Are you willing to make some compromises to bring them back?
We have indicated that we're always open to discussion and compromise. That compromise will take place right here on the floor of the House. It won't be some backroom deal. We've asked them what kind of amendments they're willing to support. There have been very sketchy answers in that regard. So, and again, it's a moving target. But I can't tell you that we're not going to find some middle ground on something, but it's got to be here, it's got to be open discussion, and it's got to be something reasonable, and we haven't heard any of that yet.
Do you trust the Democrats?
I trust everyone.
What
about as far as I can toss them.
Did you ever think this was going to last a month?
No. This is unprecedented in state history. It's entirely uncalled for. Great expense to the taxpayers now. Well over $300,000 only in sitting around costs at this point, not taking the opportunity costs for important legislative matters to go by the wayside. So it's... No, I had no clue that it would ever last like this, and it's really unjustified.
You're not to the Civil War duration yet, are you?
Absolutely beyond all of that.
Why do you think it's been so long? What makes this different?
Well, I think in part the expenses are being paid by a third party. It makes it very convenient to stay in a hotel and to buy food if you aren't paying the bill for that. And I've called several times now for that to be disclosed precisely as who is paying these expenses. It's quite clear that the Democrats are not paying their own. I haven't seen any response to that other than the, quote, Democrat Party, but they're obviously being funded someplace. So that will all become clear at some point. I wish it was clear today. I think it would be very clear then to taxpayers exactly what was happening here.
Why haven't you let the Democrats talk from the floor?
I'm sorry?
Why haven't you let the Democrats talk from the floor?
We have a rule now that you have to be present for the prior 24 hours to be recognized, to have the privilege to speak on the floor of the House. I'm enforcing that informally at this point.
So if he sends the DHs over for 2 days, you'll let them speak on the second day?
If they're here, if there's 7 members of the Democrat caucus here for 2 days, I guarantee they'll have the chance to speak.
But what if it's only 2?
I'm looking for 7.
Brian, why not a study committee of members? Not going to be the first time.
In part, Eric, we said that we were going to reward this behavior and to concede to even a small list of demands, not compromises on issues which we're willing to do, but to even a small list of demands will just encourage the next group of legislators to flee the state and have someone else pay their expenses and some special interest group. Fund a vacation while the taxpayers' clock is ticking. It's very expensive. Really gives me concern about the future of the Democratic process here. Day or two, I get it. Been there. Republicans and Democrats in the past. This is at an all new level when it's special interest funding a purposeful denial of a quorum for the conduct of state business now for nearly a month. We're in uncharted territory.
Any plans to change the rules when the Democrats get back to prohibit this kind of behavior?
There was an anti-bolting statute in effect in Indiana from 1867 when Democrats left the state in conjunction with the proposed adoption of the 14th Amendment. It was on the books until 1976, at which time, for some unknown reason, it was repealed. We're looking closely at that, and it provided for an automatic fine of $1,000 a day. That dates back to 1867. We're trying to figure out what inflation has done to that figure since then. But we're strongly looking at a anti-bolting statute or a recall statute.
Did you just discover that, or was that something that has been known for a while?
We've gone back to see every time this has happened in state history. We've had a little bit of time on our legal staff's hands, so they've done some interesting research.
When you say recall,
what did that bill say? Yeah, what did it do?
It was. I'd have to look at it again.
When you say recall statute, what do you mean by recall?
Well, we've had a lot of contact from taxpayers and voters around the state asking how they can remove these folks from office. There's not a means for that in current Indiana statute. It would have to be crafted appropriately, but we need to have elected officials who are free to make appropriate decisions, participating in the democratic process, and not be subject to undue influence. But in this case, we have folks who have left the state and appear to be subject to undue influence, and we've had a lot of taxpayers ask for a remedy for that.
You think there should be a vote to recall?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what folks have asked for, and I'm not out shopping it. I'm telling you what they're calling and asking my office.
So you did.
Currently, I'm looking at the anti-bolting statute.
Okay, but it sounded like you were also looking at this.
We've had a lot of people suggest that, so it would be an option.
Brian, have your caucus heard from people?
Obviously an option that can't be utilized in the current situation because it would have to pass both houses, and we have to have a quorum for that. So it won't be our first order of business when they return, but it has worked its way onto the things-to-do list.
Have your caucus heard from people who already think that you've compromised too much with the Democrats for taking right to work off the table?
Oh, there are folks all over the board. We just need to make the best decisions for the future of the state of Indiana. That doesn't include conceding to a list of demands.
If and when the Democrats return to the chamber, is your ability to work with them impeded?
I certainly hope so. There have been some strong words, mostly from their side. I think our caucus has been very measured in what it's said about the Democrats. Some of their members have not been so measured. And we're prepared to work with them when they return. I've already stated we'll do so in a fair and professional fashion. And we're just anxious for them to return. Okay?
Thanks, guys.